Frescor Praça.
That's our intro.
Hellos. Yo, I forgot our intro.
Evenings.
Because hellos, evenings. It's been so long.
Yo,
it's been a long time. We have taken a sabbatical.
It's been a long time.
For reasons that we won't divulge, because we're not friends, man.
No. We call you guys our brazo, but
Nagane.
Thanks for that.
But we're back like a heart attack. Jody.
They come back. Oh, they come back thrice, then you die.
Is that how it works?
You've got four chambers in your heart.
Ah.
A heart attack collapses a chamber, and then...
We are so much more than movies, yeah.
That's valuable information.
No, like we like the bad girls of the podcast world.
If you get the third, if you're on your third heart attack, just get a new one.
Yeah, get a new heart attack.
A new heart.
Sorry. Welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where we talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross,
and I'm Jody.
Let's get into the news. Did you like that one?
I like that one. You find new ways to do it each time.
Well, I'm going to run out eventually.
I'm never disappointed.
Our news and shorts.
Jody, we have discussed Jared Leto on this podcast.
We have.
And we have dabbled in Snyder Cut verbiage before as well.
Yes.
So... the news came out that Jared Leto is going to be in the Snyder Cut.
So exciting.
Sure. Yeah, your face is so, otherwise.
So exciting.
You can't see him right now, but he's got that...
I feel like my tone of voice is conveying
the meh emoji, I would say. Nobody uses that anymore, okay? We know, Gen Z, you don't use that emoji anymore.
Is meh not a thing anymore?
Dude, the crying, laughing emoji isn't a thing anymore. You must either post a skull or say, I'm dead. That's the new thing.
But do you abbreviate, I'm dead?
No, you say, acronize I'm dead. It. No, you don't. You say, I'm dead or I'm literally dead.
Oh.
Or that killed me. Like it has
hashtag
to do...
typing as a ghost.
Yes. It has to involve homicide or death or murder.
Otherwise, it's just not funny.
Otherwise, it's not funny at all. So, back to Jared Leto. He's going to be in the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, so a new trailer came out.
Yeah.
With a big reveal that a new Joker.
No,
it's not this. So Jared Leto was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Infamously.
Yo, very bad. No. Yeah, like, it was terrible. It was the costume was terrible. The portrayal was terrible.
The
everything
teeth
was
were terrible.
The decisions that were made for that Joker were the wrong decisions.
Yeah. Suicide Squad was on TV and he was a llama. Best Joker laugh ever.
Best Joker laugh never. So anyway, they are fully embracing the meme now, because
if you
have some knowledge of like the internet, there's this meme where the Joker says, "We live in a society." So it kind of started on Reddit with these, you know, hardcore kids and like having these Joker memes. It started with Heath Ledger's Joker.
Uh-huh.
And they would post pictures of him and they would be like, "We live in a society where such and such and such," and you know, make these bullshit claims about the world and stuff. It was all like surface level stuff.
Yeah.
But then people just started cropping the bottom out. So it would just have a picture of the Joker and say, "We live in a society."
Uh-huh.
And that's like deep enough.
Yeah.
And then Zack Snyder goes
in his wisdom.
Goes in and writes that into the script, and the Joker being starts that, "We live in a society."
Yeah.
I burst out laughing.
Look, it's so the setting of that Joker is in the nightmare world of Zack Snyder's Justice League, so the future.
Yeah, it's so, Bruce Wayne's dream or vision.
How far into the future is that? Because they don't look that much older than what they are now.
I don't care.
I feel like it's supposed to be really far.
All of that doesn't matter. Bruce Wayne does not receive visions.
No.
He doesn't have these dreams. He's not fucking Nostradamus. I'm going to calm down. You talk. I'm going to calm down.
So I think that we both are not excited that Jared Leto's back for another turn at this.
Because what they did after that was release a picture of him with a crown of thorns.
Oh, playing into the whole Jesus Christ because he's got the longer hair and
classic
face
Zack Snyder.
What? Zack Snyder and Jesus references?
Yeah. That's a thing. Just what? If you go back, you can even search on YouTube and
you'll find compilations of it.
Of like, him using characters as like referring to Jesus or in poses that mimic Jesus and all these, the symbolism and all that jazz.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get into it. I am not excited about this.
No.
But yeah, it's happening. It's going to happen to us.
It's like a couple of weeks away and then we are done with this shit.
4 hours of this guy. Yeah, March 18th.
It's around the corner, dude. It's like 2 weeks or so.
Yo, 4 hours, my bro. Anyway, Abby's not going to love that.
I don't think she's going to watch.
She's not the fucker.
I'm not sure that Jen's tapping in for that day.
I don't know if I'm going to... Are we going to try and make it through the 4 hours?
We have to. I feel like we are obliged to do it at this point. We've got to. For the fans.
In one sitting.
I guess.
It's fine. I can see the TV from the toilet.
Shut on the TV, shut in the loo. Yeah.
I just have to move a couple things around, but it's possible. Just when you thought we were done talking about DC.
We're back.
Coming at you. So...
But wait, there's more.
There is more. And this news is not the worst, but like it's very soon. So J.J. Abrams of Star Wars. Hashtag Lens Flare. He's done Star Trek. He's done Star Wars.
Two of the sequel trilogy movies.
He's also done, what was that other one with eight? The kids and the monster and stuff.
Oh, Super 8.
Super 8.
Yeah.
He's a popular director, well known, and he's got some good movies under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
He is, as far as I know, he's producing.
Yes.
He's not signed on to direct.
He's producing this film.
He's producing a brand new Superman reboot.
Yes.
Basically.
And on top of that, they also have one of the most popular both authors and comic writers out there right now.
Yeah.
Turner, is it Quartes, his surname?
I am not gonna attempt this. Gonna keep it PC.
Big Black Panther comic book writer.
I thought you were gonna say big black comic book writer. I was like, Jody, what the fuck?
He's a famous author and comic book writer.
Yes, he is. He's written more than Black Panther, though. Like,
yeah, but I know him from that The Last Run, which was the one that influenced Marvel. But he's been brought on to write the script for this one. And apparently... they are going to be casting for the first time ever a black Superman.
Yeah, before you motherfuckers get your pitchforks. Black Supermen do exist in the DC universe, DC comic book universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Every single fan casting I've seen so far has got one person as the front runner for this.
Idris Elba's a bit old now, Jody.
He's a bit old, but Michael Basketball Jordan is
Basketball Jordan, the greatest to ever do it. He is perfect for any black superhero leading role now.
Yeah.
He kind of is.
He is. But every single fan casting and mock-up that I've seen so far has just got his face on it.
I wonder if he'll do it. Like, after the whole Fantastic Four thing, do you think he'll do another superhero movie?
Well, he did Black Panther afterwards.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a different thing. Black Panther was a cultural moment. It was also a superhero movie, and he played a villain and stuff.
Played a villain, and also a villain who had a much more interesting story than what particularly Marvel had done until that point. So...
Yeah.
I think if the script is good enough, I can't see why he would say no.
Yeah.
It's a pretty iconic character for him to take on, and he's a really big
actor. But these other black actors. I mean, I'm not trying to take food out of his mouth, but...
Yeah, I'd share it around.
What's that? Cyborg? What's that guy's name? Ray Fisher?
Bit of a tiff with DC.
I wouldn't, maybe too soon. Maybe too soon.
Give it like 10, 20 years.
He needs a very safe working environment.
Yes.
Otherwise, he gets very upset.
He's getting angry.
I mean, I'm not, we weren't there, so I'm not making, fun of his situation, but I'm making fun of his situation.
As well.
I'm excited about this because I'm thinking it's going to tie into the new Batman. That's going to be in the same vibe.
Oh, maybe not at all. I mean,
maybe not at
there's
all.
There's a
maybe
lot of talk of Batman being standalone.
Yeah, so Batman likes to stand alone.
he doesn't play well with others.
Well, children.
Yeah, he likes having a child on his team.
Yeah.
But But
that's perfectly normal, Johnny. He's actually really
accepting. He's got a handicapped person as his person in the chair.
He's got a lesbian,
and he's got the child. So yeah. He's the most diverse.
We digress a little bit, but Dick Grayson, like in the comic books, and thinking like he's supposed to be like the best looking guy in DC.
Yeah,
but they haven't cast. I mean, Chris O'Donnell. He was a looker.
Good. He was so good.
But was he like? Was he like the best looking guy in DC Comics?
That time,
he was a hot potato.
He was so hot.
And then you got the guy in Titans. Do you watch Titans?
No, but he's got wavy hair.
I don't think he's the best looking guy in DC. No. So we need to cast like
a really hot
Timothy Chalamet or something. Someone who's super hot right now.
I don't like him, man.
Yo, that's Chalamet. Mean. Why?
I don't know. It's his face.
Is it his face? That's like his main source of income is his face. And you're like, really I don't morose. Like it. This is Anne Hathaway all over again.
It's the exact same thing. I just don't like his face.
Yeah, I get that. It's white people, man. They all look the same.
We just don't bond, man. We don't gel.
Anyway, fucking Superman, bring it on. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, we're at that point now.
I'm very interested to see who's going to direct.
Who knows? Maybe it's J.J. Abrams eventually.
He will most likely stay.
Yeah. Lucas Chipo also. Produce and direct. One tanamera.
Double profits.
Triple profits if he stars in it. He's going to be Superman. He's going to DP it. Yeah, you need to DP it sometimes. Gojira.
Let them fight.
And King Kong. That's the full name, Jody.
I know. But he's not King yet.
Listen, I think he's earned it in pop culture, and I think it should be.
He will by the end of this movie.
I don't think he'll beat Godzilla. I think they're gonna end it. Let's not speculate.
No,
because we can go into a bunch of theories, and I don't think for fan service, I don't think they're gonna beat each other, but they're gonna fight.
As much as the trailers are literally saying one will fall. Yeah. That he's going to be a winner. They say
how
they're not
high is
Batman
the form? Maybe it's not such a bad form.
And they don't say he won't get up.
Yeah. He just be,
or she, if it's the 1998 Godzilla.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. He or she. 1998 Godzilla was, what do you call that when they can...
Lay eggs.
Well, they can produce without a partner.
Oh,
I say partner. They lived together. Yeah. They move in together for a while, and then eventually they just like lay eggs. Oh. No, what do you call that? There's a scientific term for that.
Reptile Aphrodite.
If you guys aren't busy, just Google it.
And then write to us at
bicycleprancer@gmail.com. But anyway, the images and the trailers for this bad boy has got me super psyched, bruh.
Are you going to go to the cinema?
I am not.
I feel like I need to see it on a big screen.
Me too. I agree. But people are so irresponsible, man.
I know.
It's scary as fuck out there.
I know.
I don't even like getting in touch with my feelings.
I know.
I don't want to touch anything.
Because my feelings don't watch their heads. I don't know about yours.
No, it does. My feelings don't wipe its ass either.
My feelings don't mask. They come there with a crusty bum and dirty bum.
My feelings is, they are diseased. But yeah, I feel you.
I really...
When is the release date? What's the deadline for that?
Is that also not like the 20th or so of March?
I don't know. I'm not going to do it.
It's very soon.
If it's very soon, then I don't think I'm going to go, Johnny, to be honest.
Oh, man. I might take that risk, eh?
Or we do like early morning first show.
Yes.
Yeah.
When everyone's still sleeping. Yes.
Yeah, when there's like no one in the cinema. Mm-hmm. But that's a risk. I'm going to take my own spray with again.
Yeah.
Jody's not connected to the fucking Wi-Fi.
I don't know why.
You don't know Wi-Fi?
Don't know why I'm not connected
to
the Wi-Fi.
But a fucking noob. Don't know why.
I forgot where I was.
The password. I was about to tell you the password live on the podcast. And I'm like, yo, people's going to come outside my
house. Just come all like outside.
Just park. This is in Colombia. You can't just park outside my house and fucking steal Wi-Fi. That looks very long. I think that's too long what you do.
No, it's perfect.
That's a typo.
Connected.
Yes, finally connected to the Batcave.
Oh, yeah. Did you give them the name?
Oh, Ross, you idiot.
And we did give the thing away also in this, in something that we said now.
Oh, yes.
That's how Marvel marketing works. Yes. Going through all three.
I'm the Tom Holland of this whole situation. Just keep spoiling everything. We're not recording in our usual spot. We're recording at my flat.
Mm-hmm.
The acoustics are horrible. And there's also a very noisy street in front. So if you guys do hear something, just deal with it. Yeah.
We're trying our best. We always try our best for you guys.
Well, do we?
Really? No, not really.
25th of March.
Yeah.
On payday, no.
You see, it's meant to be.
It's fucking
destiny. Because you know if it comes out on the 26th, there's no money left.
Not God. If my debits can happen, debit happened within the first minute. Anyway, okay, we'll see. Yeah, maybe we should. Let's do it.
Yeah. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we'll let you know or not. Yo, so you know the story. I don't know if you heard about GameStop. You know GameStop?
Yeah, they literally sell games and stuff in the US.
Well, they stop now.
They
stop. Yeah, GameStop. So, look, I don't know much about the stock market and so on. I did watch The Big Short. So that's the extent of my knowledge. Yeah, yeah. I immediately forgot most of it.
Yeah, no short people in it.
Yeah, like I thought.
No big people either.
Wouldn't a movie be cool if it was a full-size little person? Like, the proportions are little person, but they're full-size.
Like, what's his name? Like Peter Dinklage in Endgame or in Infinity War?
Yeah, but a little bit smaller, like man-size. Like yeah, and then you call that The Big Short.
Yeah.
But you don't get Peter Dinklage.
No, he only plays, like...
You get that guy from Friday, Mr. Parker.
Oh, but didn't he pass away?
No, I mean, don't. Really?
I'm speaking under correction. But I thought he passed away.
Yo, I hope he's alive.
No, Vern Troyer passed away.
Vern Troyer. Yeah, but he was very little.
Yeah.
He was like.
Super little.
Yeah, but like my knee.
Yeah.
And I'm not a tall person.
No.
Yo, we must watch those Austin Powers movies again.
MKT. Austin Powers.
I wonder if it holds up. I don't think so.
What? The Austin Powers?
Yeah, I don't think everything holds up.
It's been a while.
Goldmember is cut money, though. Anyway. Yeah. Yo, we digressed a lot.
We are digressing right now.
So, GameStop stock, people were buying it like a mojo, and they were shorting the stock. So, which shorting?
Because of a Reddit group.
Yeah.
A Reddit group that actually has people who understand the stock market.
Yeah.
And they were deliberately acting against the short that had been put on the GameStop stocks.
Yeah. So, they were kind of rigging the system to highlight how rigged the system is.
Yeah.
And they pissed them people off. Those hedge fund fucking rich motherfuckers.
They were going crazy.
I'm glad they were going crazy. They lost a shit ton of money.
Yeah, they changed a couple of laws in the US also to try and prevent this from happening.
And there's an app called Robinhood.
Yeah.
Which allows laymen and normal people to trade on the stock market. And that was their whole thing. Their whole marketing strategy was that, anyone can trade and we let you trade and whatever. And Robinhood actually, after a while, started blocking the purchasing of that stock.
Yeah, they're just like, you can't buy it anymore.
Yeah.
Which, for no good reason.
No good reason whatsoever. So, fuck Robinhood.
Anyways, the reason we're talking about this.
Yeah, is that there are currently 4 films in development around this whole phenomenon.
I hope Adam McKay is involved with at least.
Yeah, that's his thing. That's his thing now.
You know what I mean?
He makes these.
He made The Big Short really understandable.
Yes, he did. So, well, as understandable as he could.
Yeah.
Which
so,
is. Yo.
I hope that he's somehow involved with one of these films. But I think it's a lot of the streamers are like jumping on this.
Jody, this monster tastes so lekker.
Yeah. It's also a bit late. So
we've
caffeined up.
Yeah, I'm drinking a full size monster.
I've been a rooibal gedrunk before I came here.
It fucking tastes like a bar fight.
Oh, yeah. It smells like Friday night and broken dreams.
Do you know this drink? There's a drink in the US called Four Loko. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
So it's like an energy drink with alcohol in it.
Nice.
No, but
just skip a step.
Like there's a Four Loko challenge where people drink like 4 of them and then see what happens.
Okay.
Because it fucks you up to the point that you black out, but you're like a zombie.
You're still going.
Yeah. And people do the weirdest shit on Four Loko. Look into it. But anyway, bringing you the true facts.
Vital information.
As Jody always says, vital information. So anyway, there's 4 films being made. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, I two Fyre Festival movies was already a lot.
I know. And it reminds me of like when White House Down and Angel is Fallen.
But that's a phenomenon. Ooh, that's a liquor MKT topic, actually. Yeah, no, movies that came out at the same time.
Double
Impact.
No, Double Impact. Deep Impact. Not to be confused
both
with
of
the
them were disaster
not
movies.
Not to be confused with the Jean-Claude Van Damme classic.
Both of them were disasters. That sex scene actually hit me at a very
Double
interesting
impact.
Time. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't. Remember two.
We'll talk about this on Bioscope Brasa After Dark.
Neon lighting.
So what do you think about four films? That's too much.
That's way too much. And whoever comes out first,
it's first to market.
Yeah.
First to market.
Everyone else is going to be the river top of you.
Whoever comes out first to market, but there's a problem with rushing things like this. I mean, you could end up like the Love Island South Africa.
Yeah. Yo, guys, check out Sabi.
Yeah, Sabi's fucking social media. He's on TikTok, he's on Instagram.
The Love Island stuff is amazing.
He's doing God's work.
Yo, can we stay on point with one thing?
Yeah, okay, moving on to the next topic because fuck my life. Black Adam's going to start filming in April.
Black Adam was actually one of the very first DC movies that was announced.
Yeah.
Right? Like The Rock being cast as Black Adam was announced like years ago.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
Legit 5 or 6 years at least.
Yo.
And they are going to start filming in April.
Yeah. Well, The Rock's schedule's so busy, he probably only had a gap now.
I follow him on Instagram, and he started putting up training videos of himself, like saying, getting Black Adam ready or something.
It's
like
funny
that.
Because you know he changes his body for every role.
Yeah.
But can you see the difference?
Not a damn.
Let's play a drinking game. Let's watch let's watch The Rock movies. Like, okay, you got your
Pre-Fast 5.
Yeah, pre-Fast 5, he looks a certain way. But after Fast 5, let's play a drinking game and see if you can tell a difference.
Yeah.
If you can't tell a difference, then you must drink. So you'll be drunk by like...
You will be Dirk gesaip.
I can't understand it. Like
drink a 4 Loko every time.
Drink a 4 Loko. I actually want to see if I can buy it on Amazon.
And then what? Do the challenge.
Yeah, but like in a safe space.
Yeah, like now. You drink 4
no,
and
no,
we record.
I can't risk it. Just now beat my wife or something.
I would kick your ass.
I wouldn't
she
know
would
what
kick
I
would
your
doing.
Ass. Yeah, she would kick my ass. I told her, go for the nuts. So, fuck, what were we talking about?
Black Adam.
Yeah, so they cast a villain.
Yes,
and it's apparently a
Marwan
female.
Marwan Kenzari, who's not a female, I think.
No, Marwan is the bra...
Why
he drives taxi.
So, Marwan Kenzari is the guy from The Old Guard.
He's one of the guys.
Was
I dig him, actually.
The gay relationship. Really cool actor, actually.
It's just a relationship, Charlie.
It was really cool.
No, I'm woke. I'm woke.
Me too.
I'm woke F.
Okay, hey? I'm also woke
Tell
F.
Jamie we woke F. Jamie is Jody's sister. She's the queen of... She's woke. She's like, what is more F than F?
When you spell it out.
No, it's so if it would be
A-Y-A-P.
Woke as.
We're not dropping another people.
Worse than the F. Anyway, I like that guy.
He's really cool. He was Jafar in Aladdin as well.
And ooh, sexy Jafar.
Sexy Jafar.
He was sexy Jafar, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was also in The Old Guard. He was part of Charlize's team. So, really cool casting for the villain in Black Adam. I don't know who the villain is.
Wait, though. I said it was a female.
I thought it was a female.
Oh my word, we just recorded that and Jody set me up.
Yeah.
Jody set me fucking up for failure.
Yeah, because I've actually been chasing 4 Lokos into your phone.
And now they know that I didn't do a fucking research for this.
Yeah, you did none. This is all me, baby. That's why there's so many mistakes.
That's why it's such a cock episode, guys. Anyway. Yeah, I dig him. I think that'll be dope. Yeah, The Rock versus that guy. When you mentioned it, I did think like The Rock won't fight a woman.
Yeah, dude, the optics of that's
a bad look.
Terrible,
yeah,
like huge guy fighting against.
But then again, maybe it wouldn't. Maybe I mean, look at Charlize Theron, bro.
Yeah, look at Cate Blanchett.
Yeah,
as Ella,
she kicked the fuck out of everybody. Yeah. This is the best news that has ever come out to ever news. This
only
news.
They get the original.
They have to get the original cast back. shit, they have to. They fucking have to. So.
Their dimensions won't work anymore.
John Woo did that, eh?
Yeah.
the John Woo classic.
Classic.
I'm gonna take his face off. Face Off is getting a reboot.
Yeah. Once is never enough.
Once is not enough.
They are now gonna take off the back of the heads.
whoa. I mean with what's that technology that can change your face?
Plastic surgery.
No, this is AI that can change your face. It's called fuck my life.
Mission Impossible.
It's not Mission Impossible. It's not. It doesn't involve prosthetics is or mask real? Or anything. Yes, yes.
Oh.
AI change
face.
It's called
reflect.
It's not called that. Deepfake.
Deepfake. Yeah, deepfakes are cool.
Yeah, that's basically Face Off on the internet.
Yeah, but not enough Cage.
Yeah, but there's one that not enough Cage.
No,
but full Tom Cruise. Because there's one deepfake video that came out recently. That scared the shit out of everybody.
Is that really not him? Though?
That's not
the
him.
Love and everything.
Everything. Everything. It's
and he does a really shitty magic trick because you can see him palming the coin.
No, the real magic is that it's not Tom Cruise.
Because you're just staring at
it's
his teeth.
It's so fucking scary, bruh. Like, yo.
Yeah, check it out. Go and search Tom Cruise deepfake.
Yeah.
Coin
while you're Googling for local and check that the term also. For, what was the other thing that I had to Google?
I'm not keeping track.
Ugh, just keep Google
just
open.
Rewind.
Yeah. So, Face Off. I hope, this is my hope, that they don't take it too seriously.
No, it's you such cannot a take stupid it seriously. Concept. You just can't. That's
you
impossible.
Can't.
Also, they don't look the same.
They look exactly different. And their body types are different. That's everything. So different. The one is hairier than the other one. It didn't matter.
The one is wider.
Wider. They walked up everything. It was ridiculous.
But we loved it.
I love it so. I still love it.
We love Face Off.
Face Off is dope. Gotta the doves, the slow motion,
the
fucking
guns.
So you have Cage caging out in the beginning, and then Travolta caging out.
Yeah.
And then Cage caging out again.
And then Cage Travolta caging.
Oh man, it's like Cage Travoltaception, and it's perfect.
Deep shit.
Deep shit. But yo, when more news comes out about this, we'll see.
Definitely,
I'll make my decision when I'll watch it or not.
Yeah, I haven't seen any other like announcements.
But they mustn't.
This,
they mustn't RoboCop it.
No, I just need a straight face of guys. Just
a straight face of.
Yeah,
I mean a straight ridiculous face of.
Yeah, I just need that again in my life.
Make it tatty.
Yeah, but with newer tech, so it looks slightly better.
That's right. That's a tech that can change your body shape.
Yeah.
And then give it to us. Jody, actually, this is sad stuff.
We do a RIP every single
time. We do a RIP, and this is probably the worst one.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but Musica has passed away.
I think that at this point, we've seen the signs, literally.
We have seen the signs. closing soon, yeah. So Musica, my first memory of Musica, it was in Cavendish Square here in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And I was a teenager. And that's the time in your life where you used to go to a mall just to hang out.
Yeah.
Because you had like a 20 rand in your pocket.
And you were sorted for the day.
Well, you could buy like a meal at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. This was like, I was in high school. So this was probably like pushing whatever. You start discovering music and whatever. So I used to spend a lot of time in Musica, mainly listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at CD covers, checking out the drops and stuff. So
because then you could still listen to music in the
shop. All you had to do was take the CD to the desk and say, "Can I listen to it?" And then they let you listen to it. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So I spent hours there, and then the DVDs and stuff started coming in, and then but it did have a special place in my heart just because of the music. I don't know about you.
For me, I remember just after getting married. And I started collecting DVDs, particularly the cheapies.
Yeah,
you
know, it's bargain price,
bro. Where you get like 300-400, and you get Face Off and Speed and like something else and Mortal Kombat.
You're paying too much for Speed. I can get you Speed cheaper.
Speed is a classic. it's a drug joke.
Yes,
not drugs in my system.
No, you know why? Because you drank a Red Bull instead of a Monster.
True. I'm tapering off already.
No, Monster is where the party's at. You know why? Because the can's bigger.
Okay, but are they sponsoring us?
Drink Monster. This shit will get you
this
lit.
Brought to you by
Monster Energy.
Anywho,
your musical story, Jody.
My musical story, I link it to movies. I got a ton of DVDs after getting married. We used to do like Shit Movie Fridays, and we just pop in like the worst possible action movie we could find, and I built up an awesome collection of them.
Yeah.
But where else do you go to like buy DVDs?
Nowhere, Jody.
There's nowhere.
It's a dying medium.
Yeah, bloody take a lot.
Take a look, there's them
and the bargain bin at like Checkers.
Yo, but the fucking 4K Blu-rays are like over a grand a pop or something.
Yeah.
They're like cuck expensive.
Just no.
But you can get DVDs for like $20.
Yeah, the buyer on the corner.
Yeah, but how's your DVD player doing?
Is it still? That's struggling.
Is it?
That puppy's 5 years old now.
There's noises
need
coming
to
out of
him
it.
Out there. You just switch him on and he's like out of breath already.
That's like me. That's like me trying to go for a jog.
You just put on your shoes.
I'm sweating already. Just thinking about it. Yo, but RIP Musica,
yeah.
you served us well. You have a special place in my heart. And
all of our hearts, man.
Yeah. Oh, they now joining Look and Listen.
Oh, yes.
Look and Listen went before Musica.
Yeah, Musica was still tight.
Musica
made it to a pandemic. Look and Listen is niks weer.
Fuck away. Terrible immune system.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week, we're talking about a Netflix movie.
We are.
We hardly talk about it. We should talk about more Netflix movies.
That's the last one we did, Enola Holmes.
No, didn't we do it? Oh, Hubie Halloweens?
Hubie, yeah.
Hubie?
I keep thinking these are Elvis. Hubie was the last one we did.
But the movie this week is I Care A Lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Starring.
Oh, yeah, Jody's. Sorry, he's doing his note for nothing.
Yeah. I Care A Lot. So. I Care A Lot, starring Rosamund Pike, Peter Dinklage, Isa Gonzalez, and Diane. Is it West or
Weest?
Weest. Is that how you pronounce
like
it?
Yeah, like yeast.
I keep thinking I'm like copying it wrong.
No, it's Weest.
Weest like yeast.
Yeah.
Directed by Jay Blakeson. And he goes by Jay everywhere. Eh?
Is it?
Jay Pint. I don't know what the J stands for.
Yo, you have trouble here in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Jay?
Jay?
Stupid fucking jokes we make.
I want to reference the music composer for this, Mark Canham, and the cinematographer as well, Doug Emmett.
Cool.
Just for discussion points.
Oh, that's sorry to bother you.
Yeah, that's what.
Have you seen that film?
Yeah, well,
it's Lakeith, fucking bananas, isn't it?
That is crazy. So this is a
nah, man. You're reading this?
Intense. Yeah, man.
Okay, tell
I'm reading this one.
Do it.
Poised with a shark-like self-assurance, Marla Grayson is a professional court-appointed guardian for dozens of elderly wards, whose asses she seizes and cunningly bilks.
But you said
dubious
asses.
No, she doesn't seize their asses.
That's a different movie.
That's a... It's like I Care insert porno reference.
Yeah, I fuck a lot.
Where were we?
Sorry.
And she cunningly bulks through dubious but legal means. It's a well-oiled racket that Marla and her business partner and lover, Fran, use with brutal efficiency on their latest cherry, Jennifer Peterson. A wealthy retiree with no living heirs or family. But when their mark turns out to have an equally shady secret of her own and connections to a volatile gangster, Marla is forced to level up in a game only predators can play. One that's neither fair nor square.
Who the fuck writes this?
I am digging Rotten Tomatoes movie descriptions now.
This is their one.
Yeah.
But isn't it released by like the studio and stuff?
No,
like
but the studio ones are like really short.
That's my jam.
Those are the ones you pay per word, man. 15 word synopses. I like this
one. Well, freelance writers sometimes join.
Nah, I really dig the synopsis. So.
Look, I have no notes for this. You have notes for this.
I've got notes
for this. I'll just make comments based on your shit.
So I'm going to start off with stuff that I liked.
Shouldn't we? Is that synopsis that
I feel like that synopsis was pretty.
Fun. I mean, I did interrupt, but let's just hope you got all of that.
I think we got all of that.
No, not you, the person listening.
Yeah. Did you get it? Tap once for yes.
We'll wait. Okay, so what are your thoughts?
So Well, let's talk about the plot of the movie first.
Mm.
So, saw it fairly recently, still fresh in the brain. We are introduced to a very intense character.
Yeah.
Rosamund Pike playing Marla.
Ah, she's good at that, man.
She, I mean, I think
Gone
that,
Girl, bro.
I think that we were both fans of Gone Girl and
100%.
And insane character.
If you haven't seen Gone Girl, I suggest you do see Gone Girl.
Gone Girl is trending at number one on Netflix right now, I'm assuming.
After because I of Care a Lot. Yeah.
So we see Rosamund Pike again playing a character who's morally ambiguous.
Stone cold, man.
She's cold. She's hardcore. She is amazingly good at what she does, which is unfortunately a really shitty thing.
Oh my god. The first like 30 minutes is it frustrated me so much.
It's rough.
It's rough. Technically, there's no heroes in this film, I would say.
Yeah, which I think is deliberate.
No, of course. You know. But like, there's no one you can really root for.
Yes.
And you're rooting for everyone's demise.
Yeah, and I think that part of the discussion is easier to talk about when we get to the spoilery bits.
Yeah, my bad. But, I'm always jumping the gun.
But so, it's like you said, though, she is definitely an anti-hero.
Yeah.
She's not your run-of-the-mill protagonist.
No. Anti-hero is even too strong.
Yeah. It's like, she's like...
So, really tell us what she does.
So the scam that she runs, which unfortunately is a real thing.
I looked into it, yeah.
It's a guardianship scam. So in the US, when people get to a certain age, if a doctor thinks that that person can't manage their own like affairs, their finances and stuff, they can approach a court to appoint a guardian for them. And that guardian then is in charge of essentially managing their finances.
Yep.
And the scam that she runs is to like pay off doctors, pay off care homes, nursing homes, to get people admitted, put under her care. And then her and her company, the people that work under her, get control of people's finances, assets, everything.
Yeah.
And do with it as they please. Yeah, apparently.
She basically puts a lot of it into her pocket.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has to like manage certain things like for legal appearances and so on. But she's got in her office, she's got like this board of all the people that she's kind of taking care of.
Yes.
And it's like fucking 30 of them or something.
There's a lot. I mean, they never tell us what
do they call? What's the term for it again?
For what?
For the when they take over the person that you give.
It's guardianship.
No, it's not guardianship. They call it something else.
Oh, okay. In any case, she's got a well-run machine, right? And then at the start of the film, we see her at this court, and someone's child is taking her to court to try and get access to his mother, and you just see how she knows how to manipulate the system. It's like she cannot be beat at what she's doing. Then one of the people on her board passes away because they are old and she needs to find a replacement, and she gets approached by this doctor who says that she's found someone who's perfect, no dependents or anything like that, lots of money, lots of policies, in exchange for something. She will tell the court that this person needs to be placed under guardianship, and Marla just so happens to be able to obviously take care of the person.
Just so.
So it's scary as all hell seeing this play out, because
it makes you feel for so many old people that are just like doing their thing. Because the way it happens, like you just hear a knock at the door.
Yeah, and she's there with the order. And like, I mean, she hasn't even, didn't even have to go to court in order for this to happen.
It's so fucking infuriating. Yes. That when it's revealed to you how this all works, it's just like you sit there and you can feel nothing but like disdain for this woman.
You immediately want to see this person
die.
Get what's coming to
okay.
them.
Okay, you know die.
I want to see die. Some suffering.
I wanted to die so bad.
Yeah.
But this is a real thing. Free Britney Spears. Actually.
Yeah, exactly.
So that documentary also, if you haven't seen it, New York Times. Framing Britney Spears. Yeah. Justin Timberlake's a fucking asshole.
Hashtag Justin sucks ass.
Yeah, he sucks ass. I mean, some people like it, but like...
It's a dirty... The same ass that we spoke about with our...
Yes, feelings. With our feelings. That type of ass. Mm. So,
Christy.
Amazing performance from Rosamund Pike.
Yes.
I think everybody actually was great in this film.
Yeah,
Dinklage can dinklage it up a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, he gets a bit overacting.
Overacting, but yeah, he reined it in a little
bit. He reined it in a lot, despite the character who could have a propensity for kind of going crazy. But, yeah. I mean, the casting in here was top-notch.
What's the guy's name that was the lawyer?
what is that dude's name? He wasn't.
You've got it, yeah.
No,
you didn't. Yeah. You didn't. You didn't.
Yeah, that guy always plays like
unprofessional. Sneaky lawyer. Jody's making us look.
Oh, man. We're getting there.
Yeah, why don't you guys just hang on while Jody googles?
His name? Chris Messina.
He's so good. He doesn't have a lot of screen time, but he's really good.
But he feels like the character is going to rectify things for us.
Yes, that's how they flow, man. They bring him in and you think that he's going to, you know, fight a good fight and do what needs to be done. But exactly. It doesn't necessarily happen that way. There's a lot of twists, I must say, in this
film. A lot of twists. And what we're seeing in this movie is that they immediately establish this character who we do not like. But, there's just no way we can...
Connect, resonate. What do you want to say?
She's just so unlikable.
I mean, I'm sure there's people in the world, probably you listening to us right now, who can connect to her and you can relate.
Who relate to what she's saying?
But then stop listening to her.
Because we can't.
We just can't deal with you.
And I guess Chris Messina's character is the one that we hope is going to actually get things turned around properly, you know, in the legal, in the courts and so on.
It's not that fresh in my mind, but I do recall. When do we go into spoilers?
I think we can. I think we've laid enough groundwork now.
We need like a. Wait. I got it. This is the new.
The spoiler warning.
Yeah. Nice. So we're going into spoilers. That's officially spoilers.
Shackles are off.
Shackles. I just want to praise you. Yo, there was a story though. Quick little anecdote. Club vibe, you're aware of this. It wasn't me, but someone. No. It wasn't me. It was someone else. And they're saying they were at Club Vibe late at night, Club Vibe in Lansdowne. Mm. And sometimes they used to have strippers. Mm. And one night they did have a stripper.
Oh, yeah.
And this woman decided to perform to that song.
Because I mean,
if you don't know, it's a gospel song.
Gospel,
it's a, took the shackles off my feet so I could dance. I just want to praise you.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that she was doing was sort of taking her hands. We might cut this.
Yeah.
She was taking her fingers and sort of entering herself and then flicking.
It's like the Exorcist.
Flicking the liquid on the crowd.
Oh wow! Wow.
She called that the holy water.
Just a splash of my dash. Oh, yeah.
Blessed.
Splash from my gas. That's what it was.
So we're talking about IKEA a lot. spoiler alert. I did have some trouble. So there's a part in the movie where because she's now dealing with the Russian mafia, they capture her and they capture her girlfriend and they try and kill them.
Yes.
She should never have survived that.
Yeah.
That was the most
incompetent hitman ever.
100%.
Hit people ever.
Yeah. I mean, we're inclusive.
Yeah, because the main hit person was a lady who seems to be amazing at what she does until it actually gets to the killing of the
person. Yeah, and then she's like, she just drops the ball. So,
Ross, I've made some notes on stuff that I liked, stuff that I didn't like.
Okay.
And I want us to like chat through it.
Yeah, man. I'm not doing anything.
You're not busy, right?
No, I'm not busy right now. Let's chat.
So, I love the music.
Yeah. It was so good. You know, it might, really I'll so say confused. This though, it might irritate some people.
I get that.
Mm.
But I felt like it really drove the plot a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's very contrasting.
But even stylistically, if you look at the poster design alone, just with that big copy and covering her face, now you add the synth music to that picture.
It's works, really well done. So, and on that note, I think the production value, not a lot of Netflix movies don't feel...
You got such a problem with Netflix movies.
No, man.
But it is valid.
They don't feel cinematic. And this one feels
quite cinematic. You're also watching it on TV, though.
I know, you're watching it on TV, but what I'm saying is that they don't always feel cinematic.
Yeah.
This one does. So, I think that was really well done also.
Yeah.
Rosamund Pike, obviously.
Class.
She's insane. She's like...
She's good at playing insane.
Yeah, she's the best.
That sociopathic... just coldness of her and calculated.
But that's one of the questions I have. So I feel like they're trying to play her off as psychopathic in this movie, much like Amy Dunn in Gone Girl.
Yeah.
But She isn't actually, because in this film she's got someone who she's in love with. She's yes. got a partner.
No, she's not a sociopath necessarily. Mm. She's very, very cold, but she is, you're right, she does have a relationship and she does get scared and she does like
but also she's quite not resilient. Really. Like she gets scared. Like the scene that we were talking about where she gets captured by the Russians, she's like stone cold.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's just like not scared at all, which I feel like they are then playing off as almost like, you know, no emotion or anything like that. So that was a bit flimsy for me. I don't know if they were committing to that or not.
Yeah.
Like either she is or she isn't, but you can't have the best of both worlds with like being a psychopath.
So. Yeah, you can't have the best of both worlds. Welcome to the best of both worlds. Why am I singing so much?
I also, like, for me, the first three quarters of this film was super engaging.
Mm. Like, a drag, no? A drag in the third act.
Yeah, but that first three quarters, I'm invested. You want to see her get the comeuppance, man. You want to see how are they going to catch her? How's Diane Weiss' character going to get freed from the situation? What's going to happen to Marla? So you get invested in that, and it's engaging, and there's the music and the cinematography, and everything works. I then also really like that the relationship of Marla and Fran is portrayed very normally. It's not like a thing that it's a lesbian relationship.
Well, it's a thing you're talking about it now.
Yeah, but my...
But I like what you, I know what you're saying. You know, it's even like in, for example, people who have seen Schitt's Creek. Mm. The fact that he's gay and he's in a gay relationship does not come into play. Nobody mentions it. It's not a thing.
It's just a relationship.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think we still live in a world where more often than not, it's something that's remarked on or noted.
If you think about it, they shouldn't have to come out. I said, no. I don't mean they, but like they shouldn't have to come out. No. Coming out shouldn't be a thing.
No, it shouldn't.
It should just be like, fine.
And that's what I liked in this film.
Yeah.
The relationship.
But that's happening
just
more and more in mainstream now, which is great.
It is, but I think not necessarily quickly enough. So it still stands out to me when it happens.
Yeah, that's right. Like, Jamie, are you happy? Yo, she's going to be so upset.
In the same breath, I think that Peter Dinklage, him being a
small person.
Small person.
Little person.
A little person isn't a thing at all as well.
Mm.
So,
but he, that's the thing, that Game of Thrones, when they cast him... He's just the most powerful little person on the planet. And it doesn't even matter.
And Jenna's point was that in any movie nowadays that he's in, you don't associate
it's like just Peter Dinklage.
Him being a little person as anything. And I told her, I get it, but also in this movie, like, he's a gangster. He's like the head of this mafia.
Yeah.
And
like, if he was quite threatening and you felt like, okay, him threatening her and he's planning to kill her and stuff, it's legit. It's, all those threats are valid.
Yeah. Last good thing for me, I will say that this movie is super, it sparks a lot of questions.
Mm.
Like, it makes me think a lot, but also highlighted a real important issue, like we said now.
Yeah, which is free Britney Spears.
Yes. So long as they keep coming back.
Yeah, listen, free Britney Spears, guys. Hashtag do what you can.
Yeah.
Spread the word. Conservatorship.
Yes.
Fucking hell. It took me long enough.
Yeah, not to be confused with a conservatory.
Yes. Or... conservation.
Yes.
Or consomme.
Yes.
Or charcuterie.
Oh, we just can't <keep going. laughs> okay. Let's move on to some stuff that you didn't like.
Listen, so, let's go.
She is just way too unlikable to be like the focal point of a movie. I mean...
No, but there have been movies in the, where the villain is your star.
Yes.
Yes, but...
That's fine, but... Then there's either a arc that we are invested in, like wanting them to succeed, like it's a prequel and you want them to get to the end so you can see how they survive, or there is someone worse than them. So
For instance, like The Wolf of Wall Street,
where
all the bros like missed the point of that film.
Yeah.
You can't idolize, what's your brother's name?
Leo.
Yeah, but the
Jordan Wolf.
Jordan Belfort. You're not supposed to idolize him.
Yes.
His story is a tale of woe.
Yeah.
But then what's the point? But I get what you're saying, because she is like, there's no redeeming factors.
The scam is like... You know,
it's just so cold-blooded, man. Yeah.
And I will add, and I guess this might be a bit controversial, but I think the story is too unfocused, because Marla's motivations in this is driven around, like, you're either like a lamb or a lion.
Yeah.
There's also issues around gender and how, you know, she's fighting yeah. against men who see her as inferior and yeah. all of that stuff. And then there's the story about her getting ahead and doing whatever she wants
yeah.
in order to get ahead. So I felt like there was too many threads there.
100%.
They should have focused on one thing and ran with
yeah.
it. So I couldn't get behind that. You made the point about her getting out of situations that make no sense.
Yeah.
The plot armor on Marla, bruh.
Yeah.
It's way bananas. Too much.
And even her partner.
Yeah, Fran.
She also survived the attempt on
her
life.
So they just beat her up, left her up
well, they and, left, on, and left the gas on. On
and hoped it would explode.
I don't understand. Why don't you at least have it? Some sort of fuse running. Yeah. I don't know.
And Marla, they just like ran a car into a lake and assumed she would die.
No.
Like, they and were the
you,
worst.
You're talking about the Russian hitmen.
Exactly.
Bro.
It's double tap and cut off the head and sink the body.
Yeah. Like if you Navalny.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're terrible at that. But
we know he exists.
You know they tried to kill him.
Poison, right?
Yeah, but how? In his underpants.
Wow.
I shit you not, brother.
Neither did he.
They put the fucking poison in his underpants. And that's not even Russian mob.
Yeah.
That is Russian government.
Exactly.
Now imagine what the mob
the
can
mob
do.
Will have, they still have like some scruples there.
Why did they even have to make it look like an accident?
Exactly. That was the point I made.
Yeah.
They could have just disappeared then.
100%. Like,
they could have just chopped up the
chopped
bodies.
Chopped them up.
So that made no sense to me. How did Marla become a spy? I mean, Marla was like... She's taking on the mafia. She's yeah. taking on Hitman. And she's like zapping them. And she's
yep.
kidnapping Peter Dinklage. And
yeah. I mean, your a good plan is one thing. But a plan that involves actually overpowering men like almost twice your size, that's yeah. not always that easy.
Particularly when there's more than one.
100%.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense for her character within the story.
Totally.
I think. So, yeah.
That's why I had a problem with Nikita, the Asian. What? And she was in Mission Impossible as well. Maggie Q.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing martial artist. Mm. Dope actress. I love her.
Mm.
But when she hit someone,
mm.
I never believed that she could like mm. KO somebody.
Yeah.
Just because of a frame and structure.
Yeah.
And this character isn't even trained in
yeah,
combat.
She's not anything. She's yeah. just an attorney.
Nagani.
So then I move on to, again, the gender thing. I feel like they made such a big thing of it. Like, that was the very first court case. When
yeah.
that guy comes to his, you know, he wants to see his mom and then the judge blocks him. Marla uses the gender thing as the defense.
Yeah.
Where she's like, if I was a man, you wouldn't be upset.
Mm.
And then that's like, is that supposed to make us
it's a statement,
side with
okay?
her?
Yeah.
But it's such a stupid use of that argument.
Ugh, it's
you
to keep
I mean?
It's to like, keep Jamie happy. yo, he's not stopping. He's not stopping.
Oh, Jamie, love you so much. Love you so much.
Sorry, man, I'm just less. I'm less tonight. Anyway.
So I feel like that argument was misplaced in this instance
yeah.
because her actions are so reprehensible.
Yes.
It's like
you can't redeem her whatsoever.
You can't, explain away what she's doing
yeah.
by saying that, well, men treat her badly, so
yeah, that's
fine.
Reason enough. Yeah, because it's positioned like, okay, he's sort of met his match
mm.
and she's outsmarted him and overpowered him and,
yeah.
and whatever. And he has no other option but to partner with her.
Well, they frame it almost like he makes the decision out of his own because
yeah.
he wants to partner with her. Because she gives him the option to pay her $10 million.
Yeah.
So we skipped ahead slightly, but Peter Dinklage gets taken hostage.
Yes.
Marla then gets him basically arrested naked. He gets
yeah.
sent to hospital and then gets put under guardianship because he's a John Doe. So
yeah.
that's also...
She has him by the short and curlies. Sorry, just the curlies.
The normal curlies.
Yeah, not the... Okay. Don't say the S word.
So then he gets put under her guardianship.
Yeah.
She tells him, if you want everything back, pay me $10 million. And
yeah.
he comes with a counter offer.
No, let's partner up.
Let's partner up.
Mm.
Which makes no sense. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, and I kept hoping that he's going to partner up, she's going to do it, and then he's immediately going to double-cross
yeah.
her. Like the grandma or his mother would come
exactly,
in and slit her throat or something.
they've portrayed him as someone who would do anything for his mom, yes, anything to get his mother out of that situation. Mm. And then in the end, he's like, actually, I don't care about my mom all that much.
Yeah.
I don't care what, like, you've done to her.
I'll forgive this. We'll be business partners.
Let's make money together. Yeah. So that also for me was like a stretch.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a logical ending.
100%.
And then biggest twist of all.
Yeah.
Marla gets killed by Marla the gets killed.
Yeah, there's the a guy in the beginning. Did you talk about the guy?
The court case where, yeah, the guy's trying
so
to see.
So that guy comes back and shoots her. And I didn't feel like that was enough.
I felt like it was a cop-out. I feel like if you were committed to your ending of she's getting away with all of this,
yeah,
do that. But also, even if she gets killed, they've already established this network that exists irrespective of whether, yeah, she's alive,
I mean,
or
it's
not.
Fucking, it looks like it's worldwide.
So
at this point.
Create, so Peter Dinklage's offer is essentially do what you're doing, but on a much bigger scale.
Yeah.
And I'll finance you, and we put teams in
place. He's a silent partner, and she's like the figurehead of it all.
And they run the guardianship scam on the biggest scale imaginable, yeah, in the US, which, like, to me doesn't make sense. But
you, yeah, know you're rich when you're wearing like all white.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're going on TV.
Yeah.
But like, how much money do you have? I don't know. I've counted it.
I don't know. And then buy the shooter for it.
So I feel like that was a cop-out for me. They should have just stick with your guns. If you're going to say, like, she wins, then make her win.
Yeah.
You know?
Just, yeah,
do what you want to do. I have a question for you.
Yeah,
a couple,
okay,
of questions.
Ask me anything.
Do you think you would have viewed this film differently?
Ask me anything except that. No,
AMA. That's an AMA. If you have viewed it differently if this was a male character doing the things that Marla did? Because I think that the gender thing is, it's now brought up in this film, so I want to ask the question here because it's something I asked myself.
Yeah.
Are my thoughts being influenced by any biases that I might have because the character's female?
And the character did exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I think I would have hated the person just as much.
I agree. Because of how shitty the thing, yeah, is that the person's,
yeah,
doing.
It's the thing that they're doing, yeah. Like it doesn't actually matter what gender they are.
Yeah, even trying to make us, because what they hinted with Peter Dinklage is that he is a Russian mafia guy who into human trafficking, right? Because they bring in pictures of people, women that he's smuggling and stuff.
Yeah.
So trying to paint him as the worst of two evils in this thing,
yeah,
doesn't work. Because, no, the stuff that she's doing is so fucked up, man.
Yeah, it's everyone's bad. Yeah. Everyone's evil.
You don't,
fuck,
want anyone to win.
Yeah,
I
even the mother.
The
even the mother.
I really just
wanted, to get out, but essentially she's also not a good person.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the one thing. Then, what frustrated you about this film? Because I think
it's the third act for me. Mm. The plot armor, mm, and yeah, I think that's about it. And the holes with the story that we were talking now, I just, yeah, felt like that cop out thing was a major thing for, mm, me. Showing how successful she became and whatever, and then boom, mm, oh, shoot you in the end.
Yeah. Because that's almost like that's supposed to make us feel like
what's, yeah,
coming
vindicated
to her, but
or whatever.
It's too little too late.
Too little too late, 100%. She, yeah, won way too much.
Yeah, way too much. And also, make up your mind.
Yeah.
You know, you can't,
yeah,
you can't have it like we want her to be successful, but also audience must be happy because she gets shot.
Yeah.
Nah, man,
no, it's not enough.
They had to, if she was going to lose, make her lose earlier and in a logical way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I felt pretty much the same, dude.
That being said, mm, I did enjoy it for the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah, I did. And the performances are good. Soundtrack is, mm, amazing. Mm. And for a Netflix film, yeah, man.
True.
I'd say check it out.
I'd say check it out, but I will say that I'm really disappointed by the third act in this film.
Yeah.
It really just...
Noch a sunshine.
Yeah, noch a sunshine, man. So it really drags it out. And this film would have been like a classic for me if they had kept that same pace, that same energy, that same...
Yeah, and just tweak things a bit. Get rid of certain things. Like, get rid of that plot armor. Mm. Figure out a different way for her to possibly survive,
exactly,
or whatever. I don't know.
As possible. Do we have a rating system?
Oh, my word.
I don't think we came up with a rating
system.
No,
we didn't, because I didn't make notes for this movie.
What rating system can we make up?
I don't know. How many old people would you have? How many old people on a board would you give it?
Old people on a board. out of all of them, I'd give it.
So there's like 30 of them on the
if
board.
If there's 30 of them on the board.
How many would know? Let's say this. 30 old people on the board. How many would you let free?
I don't even understand.
I don't know either.
I'd want all of the old people.
No, you can't, because it's a rating system.
Well, if it's free to let them watch the movie, I'd let about half of them go.
So
I only want half of them to watch the
15
movie.
Out of 30 old people. I'd give it... old people, look, they live the good life.
Is this what Monster does?
Yeah, us? Monster makes you look.
This is the worst possible rating system.
Empathy out the window. No, out of 30 old people, I would give it not 15. I'd give it like 17,
mm-hmm.
16, 17
old people. Okay,
because it's like also it's a Netflix film. Rosamund Pike's performance is just
she's incredible,
so good.
She's incredible.
Why isn't she in more shit?
Yeah, I was talking to Jen about after Gone Girl. I thought she'd blow up.
Yeah,
I really
man.
Thought she would be like, you know. She's going...
What has she done after that?
Not that much, right?
Oh, you checked. Okay.
There was a few TV stuff. Not a lot of starring roles like I thought she'd get. That movie was... It was at one of the best twists. It had her playing an incredible character.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought she would be like huge afterwards, which I don't think happened.
Mm.
I hope this does that for her, if that's what she wants to
Yeah, do that's what we want out of this. After all this...
Yeah.
Let's get Rosamund Pike some work. Let's get a multimillionaire some work.
Yeah, she needs the money.
She needs it.
She needs the validation.
Yeah.
Hashtag free Britney.
But overall, watch the movie.
Watch it. Check it out.
It's, what did Netflix cost a month now?
I don't know. 99? Get your friend's password.
Get your friends logging, yeah.
Guilt trip your friend into letting you watch on the Netflix and check it out for free.
Oh, yeah, check it out for free. Jody, if someone wants to find us, how would they do that?
Man, they can go to Instagram. They can look up Bicycle Brasso Podcast on Instagram. They can find us
there. Yeah, they can. Okay.
Even better.
Okay. Is there another place?
Another one? They can write us an email. An electronic mail? At Bicycle Presser?
Did you literally pause to think
no,
what the email
I
address is?
Oh, okay. I went through all of those 5 minutes ago. BicyclePresser@gmail.com.
Yo, that was a lick chat.
Yeah.
Stay safe, everyone.
Safe.
Safe, Josie.
Safe, Rob.
I just called you Josie.
Yo, that monster's not kicking in.
It's kicking me, but like down.
All the way down.
Yeah, like Scorpski and Donna. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.